This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. A key vote on solar metering. GOP targets clean energy goals, and Bayer winning streak in Roundup cases comes to an end. Farmers could lose solar benefits this week. The California Public Utilities Commission will decide this week on a controversial proposal involving net energy metering. The commission already delayed the vote twice. The Western Agricultural Processors Association fears the proposal would eliminate the aggregation program for ag. Farmers use this option to consolidate their energy usage under one facility for each of the meters installed for irrigation pumps. WAPA has engaged on the issue through the Agriculture Energy Consumers Association, which has aggressively advocated for revisions. AECA has successfully ensured the true up for energy use is annual to account for varying seasonal loads. Investor-owned utilities pushed for a monthly option. AECA has also rallied 19 lawmakers in a letter to CPUC and Governor Newsom calling for an alternative plan for ag. They pointed out that the aggregation option has allowed farms to rapidly invest in solar projects and said the proposal is short-sighted, since more fallowed farmland will be available for solar under SGMA. Congressional Republicans attempt to block Newsom's clean energy push. California Representatives David Valadao and Tom McClintock are part of a Republican coalition seeking to block states from limiting natural gas connections. New York is considering such a ban on natural gas connections for buildings, and California has set a goal for reaching carbon neutrality by 2045. The lawmakers filed a measure last week in Congress. Valadao said California has been, quote, ground zero for misguided mandates that penalize traditional energy sources, and that Governor Newsom's ban on gas-powered car sales puts environmentalists before hardworking Californians. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bayer winning streak in Roundup cases comes to an end. After nine straight court victories in Roundup cancer cases, Bayer, being sued as Monsanto, has now lost the last two. The latest when a jury awarded a Philadelphia man $175 million on claims that he contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer for years. A jury in the Philadelphia Court of Commons Pleas returned the verdict on Friday. It includes $25 million in compensatory damages and $150 million in punitive damages for plaintiff Ernest Carancy. In a decision earlier this month in Missouri in a separate Roundup case, a state court jury awarded $1.25 million to plaintiff John Durnell. Bayer said it would be appealing both decisions. On the latest decision, a spokesperson said, quote, "We respectfully disagree with the jury's divided verdict and are confident that we can get this unfounded verdict overturned and the excessive damage awards reduced through our appeal." Bayer alleged, quote, "significant and reversible legal and evidentiary errors made during this trial." And they noted it's still 9-2 over the last 11 cases that have gone to trial. Equity Commission finishes its work, report to come next year. USDA's Equity Commission will be releasing its final report early next year, the USDA said Friday, following the conclusion of the commission's last meeting. The commission has voted on more than 6 recommendations since it was formed in February 2022, including ways to make the county committees more inclusive. The commission, quote, is doing the hard work of identifying ways USDA can best support farmers, farm workers, and a food system that serves us all, in the word of Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres Small in a news release. Members named to Food Safety Advisory Committee. 9 returning and 21 new members were announced Friday for the National Advisory Committee on Microbiological Criteria for Foods, the NACMCF. The committee provides, quote, impartial scientific advice and recommendations to the Secretary of Agriculture and the Secretary of Health and Human Services on public health issues. In its announcement about the appointment, the USDA said, quote, NACMCF has made important contributions to a broad range of critical food safety issues. The committee reports provide current information and scientific advice to federal food safety agencies and serve as a foundation for regulations and programs aimed at reducing foodborne disease and enhancing public health. NACMCF will hold a virtual public meeting of the full committee and subcommittees from the November 14th to 16th. The committee will introduce a new charge from the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service on genomic characterization of pathogens and continue working on the response to the Food and Drug Administration's charge on the Coronabacter pathogen in powdered infant formula, that according to a constituent update. The membership includes one individual with a consumer group, Michael Hansen, senior staff scientist at Consumer Reports. 5 members are federal government employees representing the 5 federal agencies involved in the advisory committee. The remaining members represent universities as well as industry groups and companies in the meat and food sector. USDA prepares application process for 2022 ERP. The USDA is preparing to open up the application process for more than $3 billion in funding for producer crop losses due to disasters last year. The agency plans to begin accepting applications for the 2022 Emergency Relief Program tomorrow, that according to a press release. The program covers crop, tree, bush, and vine losses from natural disasters like wildfires, hurricanes, floods, derechos, excessive heat, and tornadoes, among other things. Producers interested in applying for ERP should contact their local FSA office, the release says. Finally, here's today's She Said It. Farm to school is our secret weapon in championing climate-smart agriculture and food distribution. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, while touring a school farm in Beijing with the governor on Friday. Now, in addition, here's a bonus quote. Chinese President Xi Jinping visited the same school in June and expressed hope that the program is making students, quote, aware of the hardship of farming and the difficulties farmers face. That according to a state-run newspaper. Xi was also excited that it guides, quote, children to cultivate the awareness of manual labor and to develop the habit of working from an early age. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 30th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.